What makes a life worth living? 2,000 years ago, Marcus Tullius Cicero tackled this question with remarkable insight that continues to resonate today. Barack Obama named Cicero's On the Good Life as his favorite philosophical work, while tech mogul Reid Hoffman credits these ancient Roman writings for shaping his leadership principles at LinkedIn. Even the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, when asked which historical figure she'd invite to dinner, named Cicero without hesitation. What makes this ancient thinker so compelling? Perhaps it's his radical insistence on human dignity in an age of dogma. Or maybe it's his practical wisdom for navigating moral complexities in an imperfect world. Unlike abstract philosophers who built theoretical systems, Cicero created a lived philosophy for people seeking meaning amid turbulence, a perspective that speaks directly to our own uncertain times. At Cicero's philosophical core lies a revolutionary belief in human dignity. Unlike many ancient thinkers who viewed humans as pawns of fate or gods, Cicero saw each person possessing a divine spark, a portion of cosmic mind granting reason, moral judgment, and creative thought. This positioned humans as active participants in a moral universe rather than passive recipients of divine will. Cicero approached religion with intellectual flexibility. Though serving as an augur, he distinguished between public ritual and private belief, viewing state religion primarily as a social institution. During personal turmoil, especially after his daughter Tullia's death, he sometimes questioned divine intervention altogether, bold for a Roman of his stature. Throughout these fluctuations, his commitment to intellectual freedom remained unwavering. His famous quote about philosophical absurdity wasn't cynicism but liberation, an invitation to question everything while maintaining humility. He valued probability over certainty and welcomed debate without anger. In our polarized age, Cicero reminds us that intellectual humility is strength, not weakness, creating space for both faith and reason to coexist in productive tension. Cicero's greatest achievement was translating abstract Greek philosophy into practical wisdom accessible to Romans. He transformed dense treatises into engaging dialogues that have transmitted ancient wisdom across millennia. When Latin lacked terms for Greek concepts, he invented them, words like quality, individual, moral, and science. Rather than committing to one philosophical school, Cicero practiced intellectual freedom, drawing from various traditions. He aligned primarily with Socrates and Plato while appreciating Peripatetic and Stoic teachings. The philosophical landscape Cicero navigated included Epicureans seeking happiness through absence of pain, and Stoics emphasizing divine providence and human brotherhood. Though admiring the Stoic ideal of the autonomous sage, he found many tenets too rigid. The academic tradition's skepticism particularly suited his undogmatic nature. Cicero's approach offers valuable lessons for our polarized times. His engagement with multiple perspectives, cultural adaptation of ideas, and focus on practical wisdom demonstrates how philosophy can bridge divides. His intellectual hospitality reminds us that wisdom often emerges from conversations across differences. Though not immediately transformative, Cicero's philosophical works eventually became an extraordinary cultural force, most surprisingly within Christian thought, despite the inherent tensions between worldviews. Jerome's famous dream of being accused as more Ciceronian than Christian revealed Cicero's grip on educated minds during Christianity's rise. Augustine credited Cicero's Hortensius with awakening his love of wisdom. Though Pope Gregory I attempted to suppress these dangerously pagan writings, Cicero's influence endured. The Renaissance fully embraced Cicero, with Petrarch viewing him as the paragon of eloquence and guide to interpreting present through past. Renaissance humanists admired his blend of political action and literary creation, establishing his works as central to European education. Generations absorbed Ciceronian ideals alongside Christian instruction. His influence extended through the Enlightenment, inspiring figures from Montesquieu to Jefferson, who infused the American Declaration with Ciceronian concepts of natural law. Though temporarily eclipsed in the 19th century, his treatises continue to speak to those grappling with complex moral problems. The Tusculan Disputations represent Cicero's most personal philosophical work, written during Caesar's dictatorship when he was politically sidelined and grieving his daughter Tullia's death. These dialogues emerge from his need to console himself through philosophy. The five books form a journey toward emotional resilience, showing death shouldn't be feared, pain can be endured, sorrow alleviated, emotional disturbances managed, and that moral goodness alone suffices for happiness. Together, they demonstrate how humans can act rationally despite fears and emotional upheavals. What distinguishes the Tusculans is their psychological insight. Unlike many ancient texts detached from emotion, Cicero acknowledges grief's power while offering tools to process it. Having lost both his daughter and political influence, he writes as someone intimately acquainted with suffering. Cicero's approach to death is nuanced. He acknowledges its emotional impact while providing perspective. Death is either annihilation, where we won't exist to suffer, or transition, potentially better than our current existence. In our anxiety-ridden age where death remains taboo, Cicero's calm rationality offers a refreshing alternative. Cicero's On Duties stands as his most influential work, profoundly shaping Western moral thought. Written after Caesar's assassination, it criticizes dictatorship while providing a moral code for citizens in a free republic. What distinguishes this work is its practical orientation. Rather than abstract theories, Cicero navigates real-world moral complexities. He acknowledges reputation's importance in public life, but cautions against military glory as an unstable foundation. His advice remains relevant today, emphasizing that spiritual achievements outweigh physical accomplishments. His approach to public service differentiates between personal service and financial giving. Though money is easier to give, personal service is nobler and more sustainable, challenging modern philanthropy's checkbook-oriented approach. Financial generosity, he insists, requires moderation to avoid bankruptcy and corruption. Cicero's balance between idealism and pragmatism makes his ethical guidance valuable. Unlike philosophers demanding moral purity regardless of consequences, he recognizes public life's complexity while maintaining ethical boundaries. In our era of moral absolutism versus cynical relativism, Cicero offers a middle path that upholds principles while acknowledging the messiness of human affairs. The Dream of Scipio represents Cicero's most visionary writing, a cosmic journey contextualizing human existence from a heavenly perspective. This influential text introduced concepts like the music of the spheres that inspired European thinkers for centuries. From this celestial vantage, Earth appears minuscule, relativizing human concerns. Fame cannot cross mountains or oceans, reach distant lands, or endure through time. Eventually, natural catastrophes will erase all human memory. Yet this cosmic view doesn't breed nihilism, but deepens our understanding of what matters. The dream presents service to others as the divine path, suggesting souls devoted to their communities most easily ascend to their celestial home. The nine celestial spheres create harmonious music humans have grown deaf to through constant exposure. The dream's core message: pursue virtue rather than fleeting glory, for virtue leads to eternal reward. While the body is mortal, the soul, a self-moving principle, cannot die. In our era of environmental crisis, this perspective offers valuable wisdom. Seeing Earth from above grants both humility about human significance and heightened responsibility for our planetary home.